to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And today, Katie and I are getting started by talking all about Mother's Day. This is a really fun episode because a few of you wrote in to help contribute to the episode some of your funniest and most interesting stories about Mother's Day. They get pretty wild, you guys. And then Katie and I just talk about some favorite things and some ideas about Mother's Day, which we also have a full-blown Live Well Love Kit available to patrons right now, you guys. Mother's Day is this weekend. If you want to take any potential stress off of your plate and make sure that your kids have the tools to be able to actually show up for you in a way that isn't going to just make your life more crazy or difficult, then you are going to want to join Live Well Together in Patreon so that you can get that kit. And there's a video. You just show it to your kids. You just say, here you go. Watch this, and they're gonna know what to do for you for Mother's Day. It's fantastic. I think we did such a good job putting it together, and it is really going to just give you like a lovely morning. And many years to come, we've created a repeatable format for your kids to be able to follow, and I think it's gonna be really good. So come over and join Patreon. We have so many fun things going on over there all throughout the month of May. We are getting all set for summer and prepared. We're doing all of our planning and prepping so that when summer actually gets here, we can truly enjoy it because we've done all the work and the figuring it out on the front end so that when we get there, all the decisions are made for the most part and we just get to, you know, work it out this summer. It's gonna be great. We're also having a little challenge over there throughout the month of May to change your state. If you are having trouble kind of like getting back on top of things or you're frustrated with things in your life, hello, I have definitely been there lately. So I decided I was going to try to make an active choice to change my state as much as possible. So when I'm feeling down, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm doing things physically to get my mind to follow and start feeling better. So I am doing that with all of our Elizas in Patreon. They get a behind the scenes look in a special little Marco Polo group that we have that is tons of fun. And Katie and I are showing a lot of other content in there about our flowers and different things that we're doing with our lives and creating our patios and all kinds of things. So we would love to have you come join us in Patreon. It's so much fun. We have a ton that we offer over there. Come to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Get in on the action and all of the content that we are cranking out in that space. But without further ado, here are Katie and I talking about Mother's Day. Katie, it's Mother's Day week.
It sure is.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I feel like I have a couple back-to-back weeks here of celebrations, which, yeah. You know, I just had my birthday and then head almost directly into Mother's Day, my poor family. But, you know, it's kind of a nice celebration season.
Well, and it's spring and the world is like bursting to life and the days are warmer today. It's going to be like 77.
I know. Which we're actually recording this on my birthday, guys. And so this feels like a special birthday treat, like just for me. We get this beautiful weather. I'm so excited.
It really is.
Yeah. But even, you know, the difference between like even from my birthday to Mother's Day, which is only, you know, a week and a half or whatever, is like now I get to start doing my planters for my deck. And I know I always get a planter for Mother's Day. And like, it definitely feels like sort of Mother's Day is like that official in the Pacific Northwest anyway. Like, we are in the springtime now.
Absolutely. I always think of it as the time when I can leave my hanging baskets outside. I no longer have to bring them in at night because it could frost.
Yeah.
You plant your garden goods and your flowers. Like, it's time.
Yeah. And that just feels really sweet, and you can start, like, we've had lighter evenings for a while now, but it feels like you can start to take advantage of them a little bit more without having to bundle up quite as much, and it just feels like really turning a corner, and I love that.
Winter's gone.
Yes, finally.
Oh, goodbye.
Yes, takes forever, but then when it shows up, it really shows up.
It does.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So with this episode, we asked for some audience submissions. And you guys, I got to say, you're kind of falling flat on the audience submissions from our last show. When we ask for it, we really want to hear what you guys have got to offer. So don't hold back. We would love to hear your stuff in the future. We would love to have more of these episodes again. But we did get some fun submissions that we are going to talk about. But we thought it'd just be kind of fun to have sort of a little story-driven episode and talk about some of our Mother's Day experiences and some of your guys's, and then just go over some like quick tips and ideas that we have to make Mother's Day a little bit more, less work, I guess, for the moms, because a lot of times it still kind of falls on us. And so we've done a lot of thinking through about that this year, I would say.
Yeah.
So, Katie, would you like to go with your Mother's Day story?
Sure.
Mother's Day gone wrong?
That's my most memorable. And every time I think about it, I just start laughing. Like it's so this is back when we lived in our house that had 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom. So this is the beginning of our married family life. And it seemed like
is
a big
is this the one that had the ponds and everything? Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is the pond house, yeah. So I had little boys in that house, and then they quickly grew into these big boys. They had to leave, and we kept having kids, and we needed a bigger house. But in those days, navigating like one bathroom, it is its own challenge. And the bathroom was right next to their bedroom. So I love to take baths. I love baths. I love reading in the bath. I love putting like flower petals in the bath. I love the whole thing. But to run a bath after we'd put the boys to bed was nearly impossible because they'd wake up. They just, it was right attached to where their heads were. Like it was so close.
Oh.
So I just, when Scott was asking me like what I wanted for Mother's Day, I just said, I want a bath. I want like alone time. I want a bath. I want rose petals in it. I want to be able to read. I want a candle. And he's like, done. I can make that happen. And so he and the boys, like they draw the bath for me. They get everything ready. It was so sweet. And I was so excited. And so I go in it and I'm not in there for more than like 2 minutes. And there's this little knock at the door and one of the boys and I'll never forget. His muscles are straining on his, like his jaw and his neck muscles were kind of straining. He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, okay. Awkward. Come on in. So he proceeds to take a very long time going to the bathroom. Well, I'm in a very relaxing bath and it's kind of funny, but you know, the other one also has to
go. My gosh.
I spent my entire relaxing alone bath time with 2 little boys using the
bath. Oh my word.
I was laughing so hard by the time I got out. I was like, never let me ask her back again. Just send me away to a hotel because I can't the one bathroom. Like it's not working. So that stands out in my mind so much in terms of just like the expectation and then the reality.
Yes.
One bathroom, and I've got 2 little boys who constantly seem to have to go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. It's like that Captain Obvious commercial where the lady's in the tub and the husband is sitting on the toilet and she's like, seriously? Like, what is happening right now? This is not okay. It just cracks me up. But that is like exactly that. It's so funny. It's
well,
so
and that painful. Is Mother's Day. Like you are alone. Even if you get a minute alone, do you ever really get a minute alone? You know, it's just, it's part of the charm. And so I look back on that and just I hold it close.
Yeah.
That is exactly who we were in this little house.
Yeah.
One bathroom, little boys like, yes.
Yeah.
And it was so funny that day.
Yeah.
You know, I just think about it and laugh because of course.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because it's like, even, I mean, I will give an example just this morning from my birthday, but they want to do stuff for you. They want to make it nice, but then there's always like that one little thing that just maybe didn't quite line up.
Like, I mean, they're kids.
Yeah. Well, even my oldest this morning, he's 15. And he knocks on my door and I'm trying to get dressed. I'm like, okay, yeah, come in. And he was like, so, and he's holding a plate with 2 toaster waffles. And they're dry as a bone because we ran out of butter yesterday, and we never run out of butter. I thought I had more in the freezer and I didn't. And so I was like, okay, well, we're not going to, like, we always have it, but we're not, it's not like I'm not going to run to the store right now. And so I just didn't deal with it. But he came and he was like, so do you just want like whipped cream on these or like, what should I do? And I was like, buddy, I so appreciate the thought. And like, that is so sweet, but I really don't want those without any butter.
Not eating those.
Yeah. And that's on me because I, as the mother, have not gotten the butter, you know, like, I know you can't go out and get the butter. I don't hold it against you, but I'm not going to eat those things without butter. But it's like, it's that kind of stuff. Like, if you don't kind of take care of it, a certain amount of stuff, they're not going to be able to do for you what they'll be able to do when they're older. But yeah. And I really, I mean, my Mother's Day and I have a long, tumultuous history.
We do.
We do. I mean, it's, if we're just going to be really honest, it was a day that while I was married, I was purposefully made to feel that I was a bad mother. Like, it was above and beyond that day. I would specifically be told how I wasn't making the grade as a mom, which I know that sounds crazy. And this isn't going to be a downer episode, I swear. But once I left, I mean, even when I was married, my mom would always kind of like get stuff to the kids to be able to give me, because that was the only way I was really going to like get anything. But once I left, I feel like she has taken a lot of joy in making sure I have a nice Mother's Day, which I kind of feel bad about. She's my mom. But now my kids are at the age where I can start kind of investing back into her for Mother's Day as well. Yeah. But she always makes sure they have like Trader Joe's croissants and like berries, and like she makes sure I have a breakfast. And it's just, it's really sweet that she kind of like goes over the instructions with them for making sure that I like have something on Mother's Day. And so that's been really sweet and fun to have develop over the last couple of years. But, you know, those first few years, we were living with them and with my grandma and all that craziness. And so this story is going to sound like, really, that's like your best Mother's Day memory or like your most memorable thing. But okay, so a few years ago, it was the first year I was out. So my first Mother's Day out, and I was living with them. And my brother had been having like a string of health issues, and they'd had to be taking him to the emergency room a lot. And my mom just felt like every weekend where she was supposed to kind of be able to have some downtime and relax, they would end up having to go to the emergency room in the evening, and they would be there all night long, and she'd be exhausted. And sure enough, the night before Mother's Day, my brother needed to go to the emergency room. And I was like, well, guess what? Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Like, I'm going to take him to the emergency room for you. And she was all like, oh, are you sure? Like, I feel so bad. And I was like, no, it'll be fine. Like, I'll actually get like a break from my kids. Like, I share the living room floor with my children. So this is going to be great. Like, I'm so looking forward to some time alone. So I like put my kids to bed, took him to the emergency room. We were there from like 8:30 to like 5 in the morning. And I remember they had us just like in one of those like little partitioned off with a curtain areas. And he was kind of out of it and laying on the bed. And I watched Baywatch on my phone, like the new version with The Rock and Zac Efron. And it was just so painfully bad that it was really pretty funny. And so I remember watching that, and then we got home at like 5 a.m. and my brother went to bed and I went to bed for a little while. But then my dad, which, you know, if I think back, my kids, like my youngest was 3 at the time, and he loaded all of those kids up. The 2 girls were in the bike trailer that was attached to his bike, and he got the boys on their bikes and they rode their bikes to church. And then he took them on like an all day ride on this trail that went to a lake and then came all the way back. I mean, he had those kids all day. That is so not like my father. And I was just able to like catch up on sleep from being gone the night before and wake up and chat with my mom and sit out on her front porch. And know that he was just like dealing with everything. And it was like the sweetest day of like, okay, I got like a little bit of a break as a mom. And it came by, you know, very untraditional means, but it was actually like really sweet and I really enjoyed it. So,
oh,
yeah.
You can go to your dad.
I know.
The gift of like being able to miss them. In some years, that's what I ask.
Yes.
I want to miss them. I want to miss them. And then some years I just want them, you know, I just want to be together. And, but it ebbs and flows, doesn't it?
I mean, really does.
The year and the difficulty of the year and the relationships and like as the kids age. I mean, I've had years where it's one kid and we're always butting heads and it's just been a rough year for that child.
Yeah.
And other years where it's just a little bit smoother sailing, but I think taking a pulse check of like, what do you need as a mom this year to feel celebrated? And it's okay if some years it's like, I want to miss my kids. I want to be in a hotel all by myself, or I want, you know, I just want to be alone in my house. I think last year, that's what I said. I just want to be alone in my house for a little while, just a little while. And like that helped me just kind of come back to center. And then I was like ready for whatever else they had planned. I think it was like a picnic and that was really fun, but it's good to just know what your needs are and be able to express them if you can.
Yeah. And not to be made to feel guilty about them or anything, because I think it's different a lot of times, not across the board, but a lot of times I think between dads and moms, it's different. Like dads, for the most part, I think are like, oh yeah, let's all hang out together on Father's Day. They're not trying to like get a break from fatherhood.
Yeah.
Whereas moms, I feel like a lot of times we're so much more in the trenches that it's like, you know, the thing that would make me feel celebrated as a mother today is not having to mother today. So please just give me a break.
Yeah.
Let me catch my breath. Let me not have to clean up anything, you know, that.
Yeah. Or put out fires. No fighting.
Yeah.
No
fighting
or, yeah.
Yeah. Which can be hard to come by, but man, when that does happen and when, you know, I am not above holding it over my children's heads. Like, hey, it is Mother's Day. You are supposed to be extra nice to me today. So knock it off. I am that mom.
There's nothing like a good guilt trip.
Yes. Like, this is the day that you are supposed to celebrate me and remember that I gave birth to you and I have slaved to take care of you all of these years. So be good. I think I may have given that speech last year. It's always like they try so hard on the breakfast and you get the breakfast and they bring it to your bed and you're like, oh, thank you. But then like as soon as they leave your room, everything like melts down and they're butting heads about whatever. And it's like,
they burn out.
Yeah.
They need to pace themselves.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. That's for sure. Yeah. And I'm glad now, like, especially now that the ages they're at, it's like, whatever you do down there, I'm so grateful for. But the biggest gift to me is if I don't come down to that mess. Like, whatever you do, just clean up whatever you make.
Yep.
That's my big stipulation.
Mother's Day 101.
Yes. Okay, you guys, if I'm just being honest, this spring has been a doozy for me. I have been super, super stressed. And so I've had to kind of look for some new ways to help combat that daily frustration that I was feeling. And one of the things that I have recently implemented is a gravity blanket. You guys, I love this thing. It's like being wrapped in a big warm hug at night, which is exactly what I want at the end of a long, stressful day. And not only does it help just relieve the stress of what I'm going through, it's also great to help me just have a really solid night's sleep. In fact, Gravity Blanket is the only blanket proven to improve sleep quality, with 78% of people reporting a better night's sleep when using the blanket. Basically, the gist of how it works is it produces a more restorative sleep while decreasing your body's production of stress hormones because of the weight of the blanket. And now they even have a special technical cooling fabric as well as 100% cotton for summer so that you can use them all year round. And Gravity Blanket is doing some pretty amazing things. I mean, aside from just the fact that they have an impeccable lineup of sleep products, including weighted eye masks and weighted robes designed to give you a perfect night's rest, they are also donating $10 for every blanket sold to the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation for the month of May because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's really a lot of what is behind their products, is helping people with sleep and stress so that they can be more mentally clear and stable. I need that in my life. And their products would make a wonderful Mother's Day present. You can save up to 30% when you purchase the Mother's Day bundle featuring the weighted blankets, weighted sleep masks, and new patented weight robe. And that deal is available all the way to May 9th. So go to gravityblankets.com and check out the weighted blankets, weighted sleep masks, and weighted robes. Use promo code LIVEWELL to get 15% off your purchase. That's gravityblankets.com and use code LIVEWELL to get 15% off the blanket that everyone's talking about. And thank you so much to Gravity Blankets for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Well, we did have a few submissions that have been kind of fun that people have messaged me on Instagram and some different places. And so I'm gonna read a couple of those.
Yes, because please.
I thought that they were sweet. Okay, so Valencia Tupper, I think is her last name. She said, years ago, my son wanted to get me this vase that Hallmark had put out that had a rose that opened. Hold on, now I have to jump over because part of it was in the comment and then part of it is in a DM. So I'm trying to piece them together. So it had a rose that opened when you would push on it, but the box was not big enough, she said. So my son wanted that opening rose thing, but he got to the store and they were out. He saw that they had one that was a display and he asked to buy it. But the manager was like, well, it's mounted to the shelf. I don't know how to get it off. So her 10-year-old son told him to get him a screwdriver and said, I got this. I want this. So long story short, she got this specially mounted version of this box and he covered all the sales stuff that was on it with
pictures of
him and his mom. And now it's one of her prized possessions. I love that he's like, give me a screwdriver. I'm taking care of this. Yeah. Like, I think that's hilarious. Like, this 10-year-old is like giving the manager of the store the what for.
That's awesome.
I think that's so funny. And way to go, like giving him the skills to do that. I'd like to speak with that manager and be like, how can we up your basic life skills? Sounds like they need some help. Okay. Here's another one that I kind of thought was funny. So Leslie Stewart, a friend of mine who was in the writing cohort that I was recently in, she said, here's a tip. Don't tell your mom you're taking her out for breakfast for Mother's Day and then take her to McDonald's for the free breakfast sandwich and coffee they give moms on Mother's Day. This will not go over well. She wants brunch. People at a restaurant with a menu you hold in your hands, not a free egg McMuffin.
Oh my god!
Don't be a last minute Larry. Call ahead and get a reservation.
Oh my gosh.
She said, this tip is courtesy of one of the Mother's Day fails from my early years as a mom. No one, i.e. husband, made reservations. So when he went to go to my favorite brunch place, the line was out the door. We ended up at Mickey D's. I got a free egg McMuffin. Yes, it was as sad as it sounds. He's done much, much better since.
Well, he learned.
Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness. She's still recounting that tale years later. Just imagine what she had to say that morning.
No pressure, but don't do that again.
I think that is so indicative, like, of a lot of guys, though. They're like, oh yeah, I want to do something for you, but they don't have like the forethought of the planning and what that takes. Like, oh no, people actually do make reservations. Like, it's probably a lot of women who are making reservations for their mothers. So you do have that to combat with. You're going to have to step up your planning game, fellas.
Yeah. Well, and women, I think, are typically details. You know, you're thinking in details. You're remembering those little things. And for a man to take all of that on and the pressure of it's for her and I don't want to let her down. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. But, you know, this, you know, just maybe if the you get to the, this is my advice, if you get to the brunch place, you've missed doing the reservations, you haven't done all that, the next alternative, not McDonald's. The next alternative is like, go to the grocery store and buy a couple of things to make her something at home. Like, just don't go the McDonald's route unless she is just like a diehard McDonald's is my end all be all. Like, let's not go there, especially for the free thing. Like, it's not just an Egg McMuffin. It's like, oh, I know, this is a great option. We'll go get the free thing for you. That'll really make you feel special and thought of.
We'll save a buck.
Yeah, it's perfect. No, sir. Fail. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny, though. So this is from Jessica White. She said, there was that first Mother's Day that we were married, and I offered to bring quiche to brunch. Unbeknownst to me, I had made the quiche with pineapple cottage cheese instead of normal cottage cheese. Oh. She didn't know there was such a thing. And it was terrible, but it wasn't, she said it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't too good either. And of course, she didn't realize this until it had been served to her mother-in-law, sisters, and grandmother-in-law.
Oh.
So that's a brutal one.
That's,
you know,
hard to down.
Yeah. Where you're trying to make a good impression. You're like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this great thing. And you think you've done it. And then you don't realize until you take the last piece that what happened here, that's a little painful and sad. Like, oh no. Oh, so Joanna Lord, I just want to send out my early condolences to her because I have a feeling this is not going to go well. She said that my husband isn't the best at holidays. So this year I've told him that I want a new purse for Mother's Day. We'll see how this works out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, why? Why are you setting that man up for failure? You already admit he's not good at holidays. He probably doesn't know how to buy a gift. And then of all things, you're like, give me a purse. Let's see what you come up with.
No pressure.
Like, I feel like she already knows she's returning it and getting what she wants. But it's like a joke on him. To just like see, like, I just want to see what you come up with. And then I'm going to go take it back and get the real thing. But this is like a fun, you know, mystery game for me to see what ridiculous thing you think I want.
Yeah. Maybe she's whispering into his phone when he's asleep. Places, because you know how, like, if your phone hears it, like, you'll suddenly get ads.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Maybe subliminally she's helping.
It's a whole new form of subliminal messaging. Loudly talking to someone's phone.
Yes.
So that all of a sudden their ads are geared around the things that you want. This is really a good idea.
Why haven't I?
I think I might need to take a trip across the street. Start talking really loud
to his phone.
And get really specific about things. Like, yeah. Have you seen the new Sephora? Like, whatever.
Just tell him. Just tell his phone. He's not going to remember. But you have those ads.
I just start randomly muttering off words like drunk elephant and Athleta. All sorts of random stuff.
With your size. Color,
yes. Yes. Exactly. I look really good in deep maroon. Maroon Athleta jogging pants. He's like, "What are you talking about?" "What? I'm not. I'm just thinking about stuff really closely to your phone."
Yeah.
Fine. Don't worry about it.
We should really try that. I bet it works.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a solid plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
If nothing else fails, that's plan C.
Yes. You might just want to be muttering that anyway, you know, just in case so that it's showing up there. Yep. But yeah. Okay. So Amanda from Her Craftology said, Mother's Day a couple years ago, I woke up to my girls making me pancakes. They'd seen me make them before and thought, no sweat. I use a batter dispenser. It's a silicone tube with a removable lid and both sides unscrew for easy cleanup. I love this thing. Works great for cupcakes too. Anyways, the girls filled up the tube and set it, lidded, to the side to prep the griddle. Since they didn't let the batter rest, it resulted in a bit of an explosion. Dried pancake mix is a bit hard to clean up, and we found batter for days. She said, okay, and this is where I think she's lying. But she said, I smiled every time I found a splotch in a new place and remembered their excitement turned to horror as the eruption occurred. I listened to the whole thing lying in my bed.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I think that's so sweet of you to look back on that and think that you smiled. I'm not so sure that you did, Amanda. Because I don't think, I think I would have to them. Because, like, I would have known that it was their best intentions, but as soon as they left the room, I would have been like, oh my gosh, this stupid flipping batter dispenser. Got it on the inside of my cupboards. This is going to be the Mother's Day that never stops giving. But, man, maybe she's like you, and you would just honestly probably smile, and that's just not part of my skill set. Like, oh, that's
reading on the inside.
Yeah. It was like with the darn waffles this morning. It was like, buddy, oh, it's not lost on me what you've done here, but there's no way I'm gonna eat that dried cardboard waffle. Thank you. At least he's old enough now where I don't really have to pretend. I could just be like, you get this, right? Like, I love you and I see what you're doing here, but there ain't no way. Yeah. Where I would have had to, like, pretend like I was eating it for the girls. Mmm, yes, this is so good. Thank you. Ladies. You know I love my supplements. I think they are huge to helping me feel better and function better. And one of the key supplements that I make sure I always take is omega-3s. I've tried quite a few different ones, and I've got to say that EWI, I think, is the best one I've ever used. Their secret, which I think is super interesting, is algae. It's a whole nother level than plain old fish oil. And here's why I love it. So fish and krill get their omega-3s by consuming algae. That makes algae the original and really best source of omega-3s. EWI's proprietary form of algae leads to 50% more absorption than fish, krill, and other algae oils. The world's highest absorption of any source of omega-3s. With EWI, you can skip the middle fish and the nasty fishy aftertaste. You know what I'm talking about. Its patented formula goes straight to your bloodstream. More absorption, more health benefits. In a clinical study, EWI cholesterol helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. That's amazing. And all of EWI's products are plant-based, sustainably sourced, and farmed in the U.S. I have been taking my EWI Omegas every day. I feel like they help my brain to function more clearly, and I'm just more on top of my game and able to function through my everyday life when I make sure that I am taking this supplement. You are going to love EWI as much as I do, so go to ewilife.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to save 30% on your first purchase. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. IWILIFE.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL for 30% off your first purchase. ewilife.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL. And thank you to EWI Life for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, so we had Sarah Henkowski. She did give a few tips, and I was really impressed because I think she's been married for, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And she literally went back and was like, last year, this is what happened. 2 years ago, this is what happened. 3 years ago, this is what happened. I was like, dang, wow, that you remember, like, all of those specifics. But I thought it was kind of fun because she said last year she was playing doula for her sister But baby ended up deciding to wait it out for another day. So she missed all the main festivities. Her sister could have ended up being a mother on Mother's Day. And then baby was like, never mind. Isn't that the way? Isn't that the way that goes? But still, that would have been super fun of like, yeah, you missed the main festivities, but you got to see baby being born. That would have been really, really fun. But I think I shouldn't say that this is my favorite submission, but I think it's the craziest submission that we got of stories. This is from Heather Duncan. And she said, one Mother's Day, my family took me to my favorite Mexican restaurant. And when leaving the restaurant, we stumbled on a dead body.
Oh my.
What? Like, you literally stumbled on it? Like, holy cow. She said, my husband checked on the person and then they called 911. But she said, but we will never forget that Mother's Day surprise with exclamation points.
Wow.
Yeah. So that definitely, that would make for a memorable Mother's Day.
Out of the plan.
Yeah. For darn sure. Holy moly. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the most memorable one I think that we got. I'm not jealous. I don't need that one to add to my list for sure. But Heather, I'm so sorry that happened on Mother's Day. Okay, so we loved all of your submissions. Thank you for all of you who wrote in. And I think that we want to just talk about how we want to celebrate our moms and some ideas for, you know, obviously we get celebrated on Mother's Day, which is super nice, but it's also so like, I think it was okay, backing up. I think when I had just little kids, and I was just in the trenches of motherhood. And I think we talked about this in our Patreon stuff, in our Patreon mini, that it felt overwhelming to try to do something really special for my mom at the same time as being like so in the trenches of motherhood. And I'm so grateful for her because she was super understanding about that. And she was always like, I don't want you to stress yourself out on Mother's Day to try to bless me when you are doing like all of the really super hard, you know, hands-on work of motherhood. Like she just knew that would come later. And she gave that grace to me to not feel that pressure, which I just so, so appreciated. And now that I feel like my kids are older, like I'm more able to think about that again, like, okay, like what can we do for my mom?
Yeah, I think both my mom and my mother-in-law, one thing I've learned over the years is what they really, really want is time with their like adult child. Like they love all the grandkids and they love all of that. But I think it's a special time to be able to just kind of meet as adults, go out. I always encourage my husband to ask his mom out on a date. And her husband is no longer living. So I think it even means more to her to get to one-on-one with her son. And for all the Mother's Day flops that she had, which she had a lot, she had four sons, not a husband, not good.
Yeah.
Celebrations. For all those flops, I feel like now she has a daughter-in-law who cares about details. I'm going to make sure she feels special and loved.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that coming full circle of just the seasons, you know,
there's
a season for the details. And this is the season for the grubby hands and the messy counter and the burned breakfast. And cards. Like this is that season, but there will be others. And so the season she's in now, I just like to make sure that he brings her flowers.
Mm-hmm.
He calls and he invites her out and he picks somewhere. I help him pick somewhere that I think that she's like, or that, you know, and they just have such a great time. And I just try to facilitate that, just get them out
there with
that intention. And I think she really treasures that, just that time. And I know my mom loves when my sisters, we take her out for like a pedicure or a massage.
Kind of
do that. There's so many little kids in my family, like from and under, there's like 12.
Yeah.
So it's so fun when we can just be without the babies, be without the little kids, and just kind of enjoy each other, you know, yeah. have a mimosa with your pedicure, and like those things are really fun. So that's usually I get them like a plant or some gift thing, but then mm-hmm. I really try to make it event focused for them and just quality time.
Yeah. You guys, we have a really amazing new sponsor for the podcast that I am so excited to tell you guys about. It has been sort of a game changer with my family. It's Feelings Spinner. So let me tell you about it. A Feelings Spinner is a toy that helps children talk about their feelings with their caretakers. It was created by a mom who wanted a simple way to check in with her boys' emotions at bedtime. She would have her boys flick the spinner, and whatever word it landed on, she would ask them, "When did you feel that feeling today?" It became a great conversation starter. Sometimes the moments were quick and lighthearted, other times they were longer and more serious. Now this mom is selling Feelings Spinners at www.feelingsspinner.com to help other parents connect deeper with their kids. I mean, I think we've all been there that we've asked our kids, "How was your day?" And then you only get "fine" as the answer and nothing more. Kids aren't always ready to talk about their feelings, but by using a toy, it makes it simple and non-intimidating. A toy is something kids understand, and parents can enter these important conversations on a child's turf. Using a feeling spinner as part of a daily routine communicates to a child that it's good and normal to experience a range of feelings every day, even the uncomfortable ones. Personally, I have been loving using this at dinner time with my kids and even with some of their friends that we will have over for dinner. Instead of doing our normal highs and lows of the day, we've started using the feeling spinner instead and let people really connect and talk about how they've been feeling throughout the day and when they've been encountering these emotions. And it's been kind of a tough time with my kids. There's been a lot going on, so many transitions with school, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. This has been a wonderful tool for us all to be able to hear each other out. Everyone has a voice. Everyone is being understood with where they are really at. And I have just seen it help so much in how we've been able to connect. And you guys, my listeners can get 20% off Feelings Spinner by going to feelingsspinner.com and using the code LIVEWELL. Again, you can get 20% off by going to FeelingsSpinner.com, feelingsspinner.com, and using the code LIVEWELL for 20% off. And thank you to Feelings Spinner for helping me have better conversations with my kids and sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Yeah, I think that it's been really fun, especially over these last couple of years where I've had the freedom to be able to do it more. But my mom and my grandma and I like to go out and do the shopping for our flowers that we're going to have in our planters. And so that's been a really fun thing for just like the three of us to be able to do together and pick out our flowers and talk about kind of our vision for what we want on our patios and stuff. And it's this time that we always get sort of like set aside for us. And it's not usually very long. Like my grandma has trouble standing for too long because of like her knees and her back and stuff. But even if we just take like a short snippet where we do it with my grandma, and then my mom and I go for a little bit longer shopping trip where we're picking out our flowers, it's just been really fun to see kind of like the differences of what we are all interested in and what we want on our porches. And yeah, it's just been a sweet time. And sort of like, and we talk about this because if you guys didn't know, we created a Live Well Love Kit for Mother's Day, where you actually send your kids this video that Katie and I created, or you know, set it up for them to watch, where we walk them through how to do Mother's Day with you without creating like more work for you as a mom, and to just kind of bless you and take some of that off of your hands. But one of the things we talk about is creating a consistent gift that like every year you just know this is what you come to expect on Mother's Day. And I know I'm going to get that planter every year, and so does my mom, but it's more than just the planter, because it becomes the experience of doing it together. And I really love that.
Oh, I do too. I think moms love that, like that quality time, that consistency. There's something really special about that when you.
Yeah. And just knowing that anticipation of knowing that's what I have to look forward to at that time every year. I think that has been really sweet and nice. And like last year we did it with my grandma, kind of like I was saying, we went and we did that. But then my mom and I, and it was kind of like a spur of the moment thing, but it was that very next weekend after Mother's Day, because I don't have my kids then that next weekend. And that's when we went and we really spent a lot of time looking at all of the different flowers. I mean, we were probably doing like a couple of hours of picking out all of our stuff. And then it's very rare that she comes over to my house instead of me going over to her house. And so we actually just like sat out on my back patio and we got it all kind of like spruced up and fun. And then it was kind of like a stormy night because my dad in the summer, he works nights on Saturdays. And so I just remember it was kind of like getting stormy. And we went back to her house then afterward and we watched a movie. And I think we did like facials or something. And it just kind of like kept developing into more of an evening. And it was really fun to just kind of have like a girls' night with her.
So, I love that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to make something similar happen this year, that it might not be on Mother's Day. Like, I'm sure we'll get together as family and, you know, kind of be all together, but then know that that next weekend when I don't have my kids, we can spend some time just doing like something, the two of us, and have fun. It'll be really nice.
Yeah. Look at you. You're creating that routine.
Yeah. I can capitalize on the accident of last year.
There you go.
Make it happen again. Yeah. And so I think I agree, like what you're saying. I think my mom really loves to have the kids around. And I think she really likes making sure that I have a good Mother's Day, especially because she knows I had so many bad ones.
Yeah.
And so I think she really invests in making sort of a big deal about that. But then I think that when we just get the time where we can uninterrupted talk, like that's something I like, I guess I can carry on a conversation more with someone. Like if I'm together with you or I'm together with Shell, we're used to having a bunch of kids around us all the time. Yeah. So it doesn't faze us to keep carrying on a conversation when a lot of people are making demands of us. It, you know, it's just like part of the flow. But right. If you're not used to that, if you're not living with this many people all the time, then it can be a little bit overwhelming to, you know, try to carry on a conversation. And I know my mom gets really distracted by that. And like, I just want to be able to talk to you. And I feel like I can't. And I'm like, just forge ahead. And she's like, I can't. I just want to be able to talk to you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So it's nice when we, you know, she gets the time with the grandkids and we get to do all that. And she doesn't feel like she's trying to have any of the serious conversations with me, but then we get to have like the time, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So I think it's fun to be able to capitalize on that and make sure. I think we'll try to book a yoga class too. I know she's been really wanting to do that. And now that things are finally opening back up again, it will be good for us to finally do that. So
what, didn't you guys do something at the wellness spa? Like, was that a couple years ago?
We did that to celebrate my divorce.
Okay. That was what I was thinking
of. Yeah. Yeah. So like a year ago, I treated her to manicures and pedicures and we got to go to the steam room and do all that kind of thing. And that was really fun. And, you know, it's so funny because I had said to her, like, what if we went to the spa? Like, what if we did that? And she was like, well, you know, and I wouldn't have put it out there if I hadn't planned on like treating her to it. She's like, that's just like a lot of money. And I just don't know if I can swing that, but I hope you have fun. It's like, mom, like, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, I guess, thank you.
Yeah. I'm offering to do this for you as like a thank you for the way that you have been there for me through all of the craziness of this divorce and letting me live with you. And like, just let me pamper you for an evening. Like,
Yeah.
And then she was so like tickled that it was like, oh, really? Like, well, yes. Like,
okay. Yeah,
I can do that. Now, I don't know if I can afford that again this year, but I could see us like doing, you know, facial masks and pinning each other's toenails or, you know, like doing something fun like that.
Absolutely.
I think I could definitely see that happening. And
that should be a yearly celebration. Yeah. For sure.
I may even make her try tanning.
Oh, yeah.
I should do that.
You should do that.
Okay, this is my favorite new like self-tanner and I want you to try it. I'm getting ideas all over the place. Thanks so much for sitting in on my planning of what I'm going to do for my mom for Mother's Day, guys. I really appreciate it. Really fleshing out these plans here.
Well, she'll come out of it. I mean, that is nice gift.
she would be thrilled. Like, I know she's not really dabbled in the self-tanner too much, but she always wants a little color. I think she's a little scared of it. And we're going to talk about this in an episode, I think, in 2 weeks. Katie and I are coming out with some summer planning content. If you want your summer planned, you're really going to want to come and join us in Patreon. Because not only do we have like the plans for your Mother's Day where you just hand it off to your kids and they're going to take care of everything, but we are also like doubling down on all the summer planning content. We've got the products for you that we have been painstakingly trying out for ourselves. We have, and Katie, you went to Florida, so you got like a snippet of summer early to really try a lot of these things.
I did. So I've come back believing for summer. Like, it's,
yes.
Aren't we here?
Yes.
I've never been this ready and prepared.
But we've been like already diving into the sunscreens and like all that kind of stuff. We're really trying to show up and figure that stuff out for you guys like early. So we've got all that content coming up in May. So we've got not only all the products, like our favorite summer things that you're going to want to have to make your life easier, but we're also working on a lot of summer planning and we're really doing a ton of that in Patreon.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a really fun month.
I think we have like isolated our favorite too with the tanner, right? Both yes. of us are tan right now and yep. feeling really good about it.
Yes. We don't look like Oompa Loompas. And like there was a moment yesterday where Katie had put on the tanner because it has a guide color to it. We'll just throw it out. We're going to talk about this in a future episode. So just know this is going to be a repeat, but it's Coco and Eve. We're both loving it. Mm-hmm. But you put that on and you did it on your face. And I haven't had the nerve to do that yet. And when you messaged me, I was a little worried.
I know. I was a little worried too. Like,
yeah.
Holy
moly. Like that's wrong. There. But then when you washed off the guide color, like it looks so good.
Yeah. I really like it. And so I put it on in the morning, which from now on I'll do the night, but yeah. I had it on in the morning. I had my robe on. I had to take my boys to school. Nobody said anything like, Mom, you're really dark. Like, how do you get so tan? Why aren't you dressed? Why are you in a robe? Nick, nothing.
Boys.
So flat. I know. I was really kind of like laughing inside. Like, I seriously, does anybody really look at me? Like, yeah. Do you not see that I am super tan right now?
Oh my gosh.
Nothing.
No.
So, but it ended well. Like it did rinse off. And so I've been doing self tanners for a long time now.
Yeah.
This is by far the best one I've used in terms of the resulting color. It is it's a honey glow. It's not at all orange. It's not at all bronze. It's very pretty tone.
And I have like, it dries really quickly. You really got to kind of like work it in, but I have not had the streaking that when I've tried like lotions and that sort of thing in the past, and they don't have a guide color and you can't exactly see like how it's working. Like, I think the process and the other products we're using along with it for application and all of that, it's really kind of made like a seamless program. And I can't wait to talk about it on a future episode. Maybe by then I will have tried my face. I don't know. I feel like I need to get the makeup to work with the darker look that I will have, which I don't know if I've ever had a tan face in my entire life. I think it's either been like red and then peeling or just white.
Yeah. So this could be this. Well, you've been using the drops.
Yeah. Right? And they help a little. Like, I think I've been doing it like every other night. I think if I boosted that up and I did it a little bit more, then maybe I just need to like up my drop game a little bit.
Because they say twice a day.
Oh, well, there
see,
you go.
So you really could up it. I feel really like we're way too eager to talk about this.
I know. Mother's Day. We're going to just shows we need to be recording those episodes like ASAP.
Yeah.
It's coming, you guys.
But you too could be tan for Mother's Day or tan your mom's. It's a great idea.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to corner my mom and be like, guess what we're doing?
You're tanning. That's one more like body composition test, you know, like does she tan well?
She's similar to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So she does more of the, like the lobster thing. I mean, eventually she'll bronze up a little bit, But I've really gotten on her about, and she's upped her skincare game in the last couple of years, I would say too. So she generally covers up, and she always encouraged me to cover up and like wear a lot of sunscreen. So I think that she will be pleasantly surprised with this experience. Yeah.
Well, that's why this is so exciting, because like in Florida, I tested this out with like a mineral sunscreen, but also you're tanning behind the scenes while you're on vacation. So you leave vacation tan.
Yeah.
And you don't have any sun damage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that, but that's go tan your mothers. That's that's our advice for this Mother's Day.
I guess so. We didn't start off to say that.
No, but that's a good plan. Get their toenails painted and get them tan. Get them all set up for summer. Flowers, toenails, tanner. Congratulations, Mom. You're ready to go.
We made it through another winter.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that concludes it. We better stop ourselves before we say anything more about all of our summer content. Yeah. So we will be back again soon. And thanks, everybody. And it was fun chatting with you as always.
You too.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. As always, you can find the show notes at mackenziekappa.com and just click on podcast, or you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this episode in. Of course, I would love if you subscribed and if you shared it with your friends. When you guys do that, that is a huge boost for the show. I am also trying to be more cognizant of getting a post up in Instagram at mackenziekappa, so you can share that to your own feed or to your stories or whatever to make it easier for you to be able to tell your friends about it. I've had a lot of people who have reached out and said, hey, it's great that you're sharing it on stories, but it's a lot harder for me to share stories to my own profile. So we're trying to switch things up and do it a little bit differently. So you can be looking for that at Mackenzie Kappa. Of course, I would love to connect with you anyway on Instagram. It's one of my favorite places to be able to chat with all of you. Hit me up in my DMs, connect with me on stories. I just love getting to get to know you guys, hear what you like about the show, hear things that you are interested in hearing on the show, all of that. The best place to find me is on Instagram at Mackenzie Kappa. Thank you for all of you who do your shopping through my Amazon link, which you can find at mackenziekappa.com/Amazon. I so appreciate each and every one of you who do that. And for all of you who are loyal listeners of the show, you guys are really what keep the lights on around my house. And I am so grateful for you. All right, until next week, when I will finally be on with my chiropractor. I was able to do that interview last week, and it was so good. I'm so excited to be able to be bringing this episode to you guys next week. It'll be with Dr. Michelle Snyder. And until then, go be bold and gracious.